So mindfulness is this natural capacity that we all have to bring our awareness to our everyday experience exactly as it is. And I think of it as having these two parts. One is the attention and the awareness itself, the concentration, if you like, the ability to bring our awareness to our experience. But the other aspect to it that's equally important is the how of attention, the qualities that we bring to our attention, the landscape of our mind that we're cultivating, qualities of interest and curiosity, of warmth and kindness, of balance and equanimity, a certain spaciousness that enables, that allows our experience to be and to unfold. An analogy that comes to mind is like plants or gardening. For a plant to flourish, it needs certain conditions. It needs light. It needs soil. It needs the right amount of water. The mind is no different. It flourishes in certain conditions. Stabilizing attention and particular attitudes support a healthy mind. Mindfulness, both the what of attention and the how of interest and curiosity, warmth and kindness, balance and equanimity and spaciousness. This is the sort of training that cultivates our minds. Everyday life provides an incredible opportunity to do this work. So there's the formal practice, but also the informal practice of our everyday life. For most of us, every day provides moments where experience can be quickly kindled. A moment can go from a little shard or a fragment of a moment to a kindling of a lovely, an intimate, a joyful, a happy moment. A moment where a friend or a loved one smiles at us, or a child turns to us for support. Or it might be a more negative kindling, an inner voice, a cruel thought, a sense of fear or guilt can quickly escalate into a downward spiral of thinking and feeling and bodily sensation. Those moments provide an opportunity to recognize what's happening and respond in ways that are more helpful, more skillful, wiser. In everyday life, there are countless moments to practice mindfulness, to stabilize our attention and cultivate these certain qualities, these certain attitudes of mindfulness, interest and curiosity, warmth and kindness, balance and equanimity. The people we encounter, loved ones, family and friends or pets, but also strangers. So, for example, on public transport, or when we're commuting, we can be in and around other people, people whom we'll never speak to. In those moments, can we stop and really drop into an experience of being around a sense of common humanity, other people who have minds and bodies like ours, who are leading their lives as best they can, just as we are, who are looking to have a sense of appreciation and joy in their lives, just as we are, who have suffering and unhappiness in their lives, just as we have. One example of this is aeroplanes. We can sometimes be out and about and you see an aeroplane up in the sky. It's possible just to stop and look at that aeroplane and think, gosh, up in that aeroplane are a few hundred people, people just like me. This is a moment to really stop and cultivate the mind in that way I was describing earlier, like a plant. Another example is the moments as we go to sleep. At the very end of the day is a chance to pause and reflect. Think back on the day that's been, the moments that have been unmitigated moments of joy, of connection, a sense of mastery or pleasure. Can we really drop into those moments Appreciate those moments. Have a sense of our place and our part in those moments. Maybe also the moments that perhaps we regretted or we wish had gone differently. Can we, with care and balance and spaciousness, reflect on those moments? Not get caught up in some kind of downward spiral, but just hold them with equanimity, with spaciousness. So, this work of gardening, of working with the plant in terms of conditions of light and soil and water, there are two places to do this. One is the formal practice, but the other is the day-to-day. And the day-to-day is where there are so many opportunities, so many chances to really more fully and in an engaged way lead our lives. People sometimes ask, what's the relationship between the formal mindfulness practice and the informal everyday mindfulness practice? My understanding of that is that the formal practice is the place where the training of the mind and the understanding of the mind takes place. So a bit like with the plants, the light, the soil, the water, all of those conditions in the formal practice support the development of attention and the development of these attitudes of mind. But the informal practice is where the fruits of that work potentially can be reaped, but also where that work is taken forwards. So the informal practice is really where it all comes together, where all of that training in the formal practice, but the greater opportunities to bring that into fruition into everyday life, all of that comes together. May you be safe and protected. May you be contented and peaceful. May you live with ease and peace.